We're holding by the last daf of the Masechta, Daf Pei Ches Amar Aleph. Again, we're in the middle. Again, we'll start a little bit before. We're in the middle of the Machloikis between the Rabbonan and Rabbi Yossi. If we hold Tfilah Bismana Mitzvah, that means the first time you could go to the mikvah, if there's a mitzvah, but Badafka to go at that time. L'moshel Balkeri, as soon as you become a Balkeri, as soon as the Zera comes out of your body, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah right away. So do we hold it's a mitzvah to go right away, but mainly even on Yom Kippur? If you would become a Balkeri even after you daven Tfilas Nila, so there's no purpose to go to the mikvah for further davening, still you would be allowed to go to the mikvah then, because it's a mitzvah to go as soon as possible. So first we said that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonin. That Rabbonin shita was you were allowed to go to the mikvah even after you daven Nila, because it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah bismana. And Rabbi Yossi holds no, if you already daven Tfilas Nila, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Mechal de Rabbi Yossi Sover, Lav Mitzvah. You want to tell me, Rabbi Yossi Shita is, that it's not a mitzvah to go to the mikvah bismana. For the Gemara of Atanya, we learned like this, a Gemara on Shabbos, we had the Gemara before on Dav Ches, Harei Shehoye Shem Kosav Al Basori. If you had Hashem's name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei was written on your skin. Harei Zeh Lo Yichas. The Loch Ridge, you're not allowed to go to the wash yourself. Like Rashi says, Shalayim Chakes Hashem, you shouldn't come to erase Hashem's name. There's a law not to erase Hashem's name. For Lo Yisach, you can't rub yourself either, for the same reason. For Lo Yamed B'Makom HaTanufos, you can't stand in a place that's dirty, that has Tzoya there, because you're not allowed to have Hashem's name there. Makom Kedush, Davok Shabakadush, Shabakadush, you can't be there. What about Nizdamnen Loit Tfilas Mitzvah? Let's say you became a Bakeri, and now you have to go to the mikvah. There's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. So the Tanakhama holds Kairich Olov Gami. You have to wrap, put like a leaf around your skin, where you have the Shem's name written on it, like to cover up the name. Then Viyurid V'Toivu, then go down to the mikvah. So Avada, this Gami, this leaf, is not very tight on your hand. Otherwise, Oblai B'Chatzitzo, it's stopping the water from going on your body. It wouldn't be a good feel in the mikvah. Just means do your best that you should not come to erase the name as soon as possible. And Rashi says, Kairich Olov Gami, Lohogin Olov Mishit of Hamayim, to protect you from the strong water that's going to come in when you're going down to be table in the mikvah now. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi says, Yored v'toivel kadarka. No, you can go down and be toivel the kadarka the regular way. Although you don't have to put any gami, any leaf over your hands. Obavachla yeshavshet. Over providing you that you do not rub your hands. In other words, you should not rub the Hashem's name off your hands. That's also. But you don't have to put a leaf over, just go down normally. The Kaim Lord we hold, like what's the Machlokes over here? The Bitzfilah Bizmana Mitzvah Pligi. The Machlokes says, is there a mitzvah to go to the mikvah Bizmana or not? That's the Machlokes. So comes out that Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds, yes, there is a mitzvah to go to the mikvah Bizmana. So as soon as like you become a Balkeri, to become Tor, as soon as you could become Tor, there's a mitzvah to go right away. So since there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah now, it's like called you like an honest. When you go down, the Hashem's name may become erased, but you're not doing it on purpose. That's not your purpose to go to the mikvah because of that. Therefore, you're allowed to go down even without putting a gami, without putting a leaf over it. Mashenken, according to the Rabbanan Shita, they do not hold it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah right now. It's only like a hechsher. If you want to become tor, go to the mikvah. So then they hold you have to prepare yourself, protect yourself as much as possible, not to let the Hashem's name come off it. So the Chorutz's theory here, before you're telling me, Rabbi Yossi holds, that after you daven Tfilas Nila, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, because Tfilah Bizmana is not a mitzvah. And now you're telling me, Rabbi Yossi holds, you can go down to the mikvah, and you don't have to put a string over your Hashem's name, because it is a mitzvah. So it's a stira. And it's a stira in the Rabbanans also. So the Moran says, Hahi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudi. No, Rabbi Yossi sheet himself about the holes, Tfilah Bizmana is a mitzvah. And that the Braisa before said that Rabbi Yossi holds is not a mitzvah, it's not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudi. The Tanya would learn like this, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudi Reimer, Dayo L'Tfilo Shetei Bachroina. He holds no. In the case we have a suffix by an Isha, which was a Nida, when she becomes Tor, we don't let her make a go to the mikvah every time possible as soon as she should become Tor. Mina suffix. But rather he says, Dayo L'Tfilo Shetei Bachroina. At the end, when we know Vada, she's Tor, then she can go to the mikvah. But she does not have to go all along. And the machlokes over there is because Rabbi Yosef Yud holds, there's no mitzvah to go to the mikvah stam as soon as possible. It's only at the end when you could become Torah, then you should go to the mikvah. So we have a suffix of what day you become Tor. You do not have to go to the mikvah until the last day when you're for sure Tor. And really, that's the machlokes in the Gemara Nida. There it's talking about an Isha that was Mapal. An Isha went out when she was pregnant, and then she came back, and we don't know what day she gave birth. So we don't know exactly which day is the Yemei Tyre ended. So every day we have a suffix is today, the day she could go to the mikvah. So Tanakama says that she has to go to the mikvah every single day, because Tefillah B'Zman is a mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, you don't have to go to the mikvah every single day. Daya b'Tefillah she'atei b'achroina. So you see clearly Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he's the one that says that Tefillah B'Zman is not a mitzvah. So before the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef, that was Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That there the Rabbanan said, yes, Tefillah B'Zman is a mitzvah. That's why even after you daven Tefillah Nila, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Shita was, no, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah because it's not a mitzvah. But here, Rabbi Yosef Shita, Rabbi Yosef himself holds about the Tefillah B'Zmano is a mitzvah. Now, Tosfos speaks out here, like the Gemara only asked the Stira in Rabbi Yosef. Like, why didn't the Gemara ask the Stira according to the Rabbanan also? That before we said the Rabbanan hold, it is a mitzvah to be toivel. That's why they say you can even go to the mikvah even after you daven Tefillah Nila. And here at Samashma, they hold you have to go put a gami, a string, a leaf over your hand. Mashma's not a mitzvah. But so he says that really wouldn't be a kasha. They're true, they hold it's a mitzvah. That's why before you're allowed to go to the mikvah, even after you daven Tefillah Nila. But just over here, even though it's a mitzvah to go, so what? You could still protect yourself as much as possible not to let Hashem's name be erased. So therefore, there's no theory here in this Rabbanan. The Rabbanan here just machmir and say, put a leaf over your hand in order not to be deicha this inyan to take away Hashem's name. The Yoyit Tosa says, if they covered Hashem, it's covered Hashem. Avim Rabbi Yosef Parach Mikol Shechem, but according to Rabbi Yosef, it's a stira. Madach Avim Rabbi Yosef holds that even though there's an inyan of covered Hashem, still he holds you allowed to go to the mikvah normally, because Tefillah B'Zman is a mitzvah, so how come before Rabbi Yosef holds, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah after you daven Tefillah Nila? Mashmah's not a mitzvah. That's the Gemara's terrace, that Enechnam, Rabbi Yosef himself holds it is a mitzvah. And before it wasn't Sam Rabbi Yosef, before it was Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Moshe the Yatona Rabbon, Horoya Keri B'Yom HaKippurim. If somebody on Yom Kippur, whether it's the night of Yom Kippur or by the day of Yom Kippur, he sees Keri, some Zerah comes out of his body, and the Farshim speak out, the Vada we're talking about now, where you didn't cause it upon yourself, where like you didn't eat too much beforehand or you weren't thinking bad things, it like it happened by itself. So locher is, that's next Gemara. The vowel is Haroya Keri B'Yom HaKippurim is Yorod V'Toivel. You're allowed to go down to the mikvah Tzvei on Yom Kippur. Ule Erev, and by night time, Yishavshay. You should like rub off the Keri that's on your body. Rub it off. So why do you have to rub it off for? So Rashi says, Yishavshay. Ule Erev, Rashi, Meshum Chatzitza. Because the Keri, the Zerah that's on your body, it's like a Chatzitza. It's stopping the water to coming onto your body. So therefore you have to rub it off. So Gemara's Mashma, when do you rub it off? First at night time. For the Gemara, L'erev, at night time, it might heavy, like the person already went to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. What is it going to help you first rubbing it off at night time? It's too late already. Like the way Rashi learns, if it's a chatzitza, you have to do it beforehand. So Gemara says, Ela'ema mi be'erev, yishavshe. Itaka means before Yom Kippur, that's the way Rashi learns, before Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, you should rub yourself, clean yourself well. And Rashi had the girsam, Kisava mitzvah l'shavshe. Because we hold it's a mitzvah to rub yourself before you have to go to the mikvah. Like Rashi learns, L'erev sakadaitach, michi tovil, v'solak maim hanile. This is the kashim. At the havim minarid, you have to first rub yourself, clean yourself at night time after you went to the mikvah. For the Gemara, what happened already? Shivshon chatzitza, heavy. Like when you went to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, you didn't rub yourself yet. So you didn't clean yourself, so it can't be good. Same on Miberev. Rashi learns, the esmol, on Erev Yom Kippur, it means, Yeshav Shein Cholad Matzmoy. Everybody should clean himself very well and rub himself. Pechamin in hot water. Shem Yira Keri Lebochos. Lo Yitzuy tomorrow on Yom Kippur. You'll see, you become about Keri, some Zera will come out. Yochel Litva B'loy Chatzitza. You'll be able to go to the mikvah right then, and your body is already clean, so you won't have to make another Chatzit, you won't have to make another Shifshuf, or rub yourself on Yom Kippur. You just have to go to the mikvah. And that's where Rashi's Gur is, Kesava Mitzvah L'Shav Shev. In other words, before you go to the mikvah, there's a mitzvah to clean yourself completely. Because even though the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Takonis Ezeriz, Leshav Shev Yichof, that's only the Sar. So here there's an inyan to rub and clean your hair before you go to the mikvah. But on the rest of your body, there's no real inyan. It's only a mitzvah. So, Kosava Mitzvah Leshav Shev. There's a mitzvah, Rashi learns, in Erev Yom Kippur, you should wash yourself, clean yourself very well, that lo yitzu yon Yom Kippur, you see, carrying, you'll be able to go to the mikvah without washing yourself. That's where Rashi learns. The Rif, the Etaka, not Gerus, the word like Kosov and Mitzvah Shavshif. Now, that Gerus, the Gemara says, Ala'ima, mi Berev Yishavshif. It means like this, it depends when you saw carry. If you saw carry there in the daytime, it's still lach, it's still wet on your body, so you don't have to rub it off. Like it's not a chatzitz yet, it's lach. So you can go to the mikvah the way you are. Ma'ashenki mebe'eriv. If you saw the carry at nighttime, so then you first want to go to the mikvah the next morning, so overnight, like it dries up on your body, then you shafshay. Then you have to rub it off, clean it off in the morning, before you go to the mikvah. And the way that girsa, you're not gerus like we have in parentheses, you're not gerus, kesav a mitzvah shafshay. Because it's not only a mitzvah, like this pshat, it's mi'ikar adin. As if you saw carry at nighttime, and it dried up on your body, and you want to go to the mikvah by daytime, it's called a chatzitza. So the only way you could go by daytime is if you mamish rub it off, like make a rechitza before you go to the mikvah. That's the way the rifas goes. But the ma'isa b'zman is there, we don't do this, because this is only b'zman ha'gemara, when you had takonis Ezra. Now the halacha then was, if you become a bal keri, you're not allowed to daven, you can't learn, you can't daven. So since you have to daven on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. It's not a nisa rechitza, because you're not going to enjoy yourself. You're going because of the mitzvah tefillah, so that was mutter. But b'zman is there, after the mavato to konas Ezra, that you're allowed to learn Torah, allowed to daven, even though you don't go to the mikvah. So even if a person is machmir b'zman is there, and he goes to the mikvah, still on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah. B'zman is there, we don't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Mora, Tony, Tono, Kaimid, Rav Nachman. Somebody learned in front of Rav Nachman, that Horoya, Kerib, Yom Kippurim. If somebody sees Keri on Yom Kippur, now this is what I meant. Here they speak out, it means that not that you saw it because you ate too much, because you jumped, because you had a Hirurim Royim, you're thinking about bad things. But it happened by itself. Stam, in the middle of a, you're sleeping by without Kishrim, Stam, Zera came out of your body. Haroya Kerib Yom Kippur is Avanoisav Mechulin Loi. You should know it's a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechul Yor, all your Averis. It's like a nice simon, it's a good thing. All your Averis will be forgiven. For the Gemara about Tanya and other prices are not like that. Avanois of Sidurin. It says, no, your Averis Asdurim Mashm, all the Averis are straight. They're right in front. There's a whole Seder. There's a whole list of all the Averis. Mashm, the opposite. You're a Rosha. And the Gemara, my Sidurin. What does it mean all the Averis are a Seder, are in order in front of you? It means Sidurin Limochel. It's an order in front of you that they should be Mechila. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Mechel all your Averis. That's one price. Tana the Rabbi Yishmael. Haroya Kerib Yom Kippurim. If somebody sees Keri on Yom Kippur, either by night or by daytime, is Yidoy Kol Hashana Kula. He's supposed to worry the whole year. That whole year he has to worry. Like he doesn't know what did he see about Keri for. There's two reasons why he could have seen it. Now, V'yemolso Loi Shana, if he lived throughout the whole year, Muftach Loi Shu Ben Olam Haba. Then it's a good simin, and it's a sign that you're a Ben Olam Haba. Now, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Teida, I'll bring you a raya. What's the good simin about it? Shekol Olam Kula Rov, the whole world is like hungry, for who Seveya, and he's satisfied. So Rashi learns like this, Haroya Yekarib Yom Kippur, for Leibim Eskavon, he didn't have Kavon, he didn't do it in the Chavin, is Abunaisa Mechulin, Simin Toivu Zeh, it's a good simin, Yira Zerav Yaruch Yom, as if to say you'll have a lot of children, and you'll have a long life. Now, that's only if you live throughout the whole year. Now this whole year is Yida Kol Hashana Kula. You have to worry this whole year. You're not for sure why it happened. Because Shema maybe like Kiblu Tanisoin. Maybe the reason why Hashem made you Sua Zera now was because Hashem doesn't accept your fasting. V'yaspiyuhu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu like make you satisfied, B'ma Hashem B'yodim L'aspiyoin, Ki Yevet HaMoyza Kais L'Rabboi. Like a slave, a master, a slave that's giving his master a kais to drink. V'shofach L'kitin HaPomov. And the master takes the glass of water and throws it back on the slave's face. So maybe that's what Hashem is doing to you. Like you want to show you want to fast today in Yom Kippur, and Hashem is not accepting your fasting. He's like throwing it back to you. So he's making you survey, he's making you satisfied. So that's why you have to worry that whole year, like in other words, like do tshuva the whole year, because maybe it's because you're a big Russia. That's why Hashem did it to you, and then you should die throughout that year. So therefore that year you have to do a lot of tshuva, be worried. But let's say you live throughout the whole year, the trash of Yom also Lashona. Shaloi meith, you did not die that year. Then muftach loy, it's for sure. She maisim toivim yesh b'yod, you're a tzaddik like. She aginu olov, that your maisim toivim protected you. O ben olam haba, you're ben olam haba. Teida, I'll bring you a proof. She reikol olam rov, mitashmish.
the whole world on Yom Kippur, it's also to have Tashmish Amito. Like everybody's hungry to have Tashmish, and they're not allowed to. Lusaveya, and this person was satisfied. Like when the Zera comes out of your body, even though he didn't do it B'Shas Tashmish, but still in a certain months, it's called he had a satisfaction. So Lusaveya. He didn't have to have pain, he didn't have painful, this thing. And without his das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu satisfied him. The Alpha became Oslo Shonam, Yeshua Dash, Yetzadi Gomru. That's a Simon that he's a...